This morning, I want us to return to Mark, the Gospel of Mark chapter 5. The Gospel of Mark chapter 5. And I'll read from verse 25 down. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. We are this morning considering a touch of saving faith. And if you remember, when we were reading through this gospel, we heard of this woman in the passage. While Jesus Christ was on the way to Jairus' house, then this woman along the line had her healing. And so this is what we are going to look at this morning. So it's a touch of saving faith. And I pray the emphasis here to say, Sam, Mamiya, now you saw Nam Kwan so called Jairus. And if he said Jairus, no, yeah, Penny was a synagogue. I was in a bar. Hey, would you use me grand or mess under the area? Yes, Nam Kwan so called Okon, Nam Mami, Isia, you used to Grunya and Yarosa. Nanona, if I say a dream, who I'm saying, my two days say, a touch of saving faith. You know, this particular part, we are not told of who the woman was. We are told of a certain woman. Most of the time, the Bible uses that a certain person, a certain man, a certain woman. And for what we have, she had an incurable disease. In verse 25, as we read that, there's a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. And verse 26, and has suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had, and had nothing better, but rather grew worse. So that means she has been to many doctors and many places to be what? Taken care of. And in the at the time of the Jews in the Old Testament, people with issue of blood are not supposed to come to the public because they have laws that teaches that the issues comes out, whoever touches it is an unclean. So such people don't come to the public. They have to be kept, from the public, gatherings and view. So that we know that this woman had a difficult for 12 years. She couldn't come to the public. And also, from what I've learned, also that the Jewish people, in their system of medicinal healing, it's also, they have so many, points. I read one thing from one of their rabbis. They say that, he gave about five different kind of remedies. So if this one does not release the person from the flow of blood, you should do this, you should do that, you should do that. So one of them says you go and stand in the middle of the road and, which they have developed for themselves. So if you think of this woman for 12 years, and the Bible says she has been to many doctors, it should tell you the kind. It's not like a hospital where you go to this hospital. It's serious. Their concoctions and their mixtures were very serious. So we learned that it has been with her for all these years, visiting many doctors, which we've seen after. But her case, it's not just these doctors. So the mixtures are so different. The air can say, who shared you for an hour now? So be a muja and answer, be one who has a bar. Don't you mean call Nipamu? Because now, Omo Mrabi, I just said, obi no kano ni moja kwa nusu ni hunti nti nipa sandi bia no nko bibia nipa wo nti ye hwe we amami a mfie be 12 years wonya side, that means all these 12 years no what me ko ni bi na ontu mi che ama na bra bo nya no si na de etwa so mpo ni se ye ka so okoy ya safo bi ho a ju fo no me o kai omo mi a omo ha omo sa yare omo de ha ban sa yare. We can be there, watch the normal fire. Also, we the way you're not here, far away, but we are normal annoyed in ye. Now, if you're a woman, of course, I know my money for 12 years and be brave. And also, she'll be barred from the public worship. She couldn't have access to go to where they worship in the sanctuary or in the temple. So, you see, that's a great distress for her as a Jew. I mean, who cannot be in the temple 12 years? Sir, you're sharing away Jew near. But if we can see that none was able to help her. And according to the account, her affliction increased because the disease, I'm sure it was something small. And as the days come, it increases. And her plague became very serious. So, and the great distress that she have, the inability of the cure. At least, if I have a disease and I can have a cure, at least, no matter how long it has taken, I mean, I should be okay. The other thing is that, Oshenwa, Miss Onya, you are a son from Malayaria. But my Wahaha, if I deserve, me, you are a miracle, according to the name of you are a standing corner. But my Nahome, I take the So you know, or by no war, here, Muba, she was in a very, I mean, distressed condition. And we also read that, and has spent all that she had. Nisika, ni japaje, ya wibia, ina kwa otuntua ni dai, ni nsasi, ni nyomua waka krenyano, wadiashenu kwa still, ya yoyunko. Inti, amua yi hini nizu waka, unyezo wame yare, kwa samusua bi hini yaka, ya she also become a poor person, not only a diseased person, but a poor person, very, very distressing. To at last, she heard of Jesus, and she thought of, let me draw near to touch him in faith, with the hope of receiving a cure. So verse 27, when she heard of Jesus, came in the press and touched his garment. I don't know how she, I mean, I'm sure she would have covered herself. I mean, try to not let those around see her and then squeeze herself through them to touch him. So she pressed herself through the crowd that were following Jesus and touched his clothes. And we, in verse 29, we read that, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Immediately she touched Jesus, we are told that her plague ceased. And, I mean, what a relief for this poor woman. I mean, all these 12 years, and just a touch, a moment of touch, all the plague was gone. And Jesus also knowing what healing power this woman has experienced. You know, some people have so many mystical teachings about it, but there's nothing mystical about it. Jesus knowing that through him, the woman is healed. It's nothing short of that. And that he asked in verse 30, and Jesus immediately knowing that in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" So Jesus, it's not that he wasn't aware of what has happened. Jesus, I mean, know what has happened, but you see how he's going to tackle it. But people ask, but why did Jesus ask that question? If he knew, I mean, the person and all that, there are some reasons for that which we can, I mean, suggest. It's not that he didn't know what it was. For I mean, you know, Jesus Christ is all-knowing. He's God himself. He's the God of all creation. He was before this world was created. And he knows everything before it was done. And he has only planned everything in this world. So, but we can suggest that Christ did that so that he might make the miracle known. Like this woman who just squeezed herself and go back quietly. Nobody will see that miracle. But you know, whatever blessing is done, to us through God, God should have the glory. It should not be covered. It should not be kept secret. So we see that Jesus wants the glory to be made known, and also that all shall behold the glory of this healing, the glory of God in this healing. I'm sure many people have known this woman for many years, and she is now healed. How come she was healed? But Jesus wants the glory of God to be known, because as he says, he came to glorify his Father. He came. He came to die for us, but in it, it was to glorify his Father. Yes, Christo. If it has an identity of man, or by any other star, or didn't who is Jesus Christo person a day. Then he goes there. You want to meet Adrian Faho? If you say yes, Christo. Then yes, Onim DSC. If you say Oyangupo, Onobu Wiase, DSC Bia Onim. Then both no person star and one day a day. Then Obi Ehu. And no sound super so. Then Oyangupo Onim Onyama DSC. If you say yes, Christo Basa Jesus. And the question of Obabe woman yes, so Obe didn't come to my end. This thing was unknown to his disciples that such thing has happened. So you remember when Jesus Christ asked, "Who touched my clothes?" The disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and seest thou who touched me." They were surprised. It's not that they reproved Jesus. They were surprised. Hey, how can we know who have touched him? So despite the ignorance, the Lord looked around about to see her that had done that thing. Verse 32. Jesus Christ went on ahead, He just wanted them to feel, to know what has happened. He went on ahead and he looked around. It's not that he was looking around to see, among the group who, no, he knew exactly who has really touched him. And he fixed his eye, verse 33, he said that, but the woman feared and trembled, knowing what had been done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. The woman came, when Jesus Christ looked upon the woman, she just came and told what has happened to her. So as Jesus fixed his eyes on the woman, she fell trembling. This is the eye that, remember when Peter had denied Jesus Christ, when Christ was arrested, and the maid asked Peter, are you not part of his disciples? Peter said, no. But when the look of Jesus touched the face of Peter, Peter began to be sorrowful. You know, many people don't see what Jesus is. If by faith they will actually see, who Jesus is, none can ever be proud. But more at times, because of unbelief, people are not able to see who Jesus is. We don't see him with our physical eye, but by faith, those who see Jesus and his work on the cross, how he came to die and shed his blood, if we go by faith, you are brought to understand the pain and the agony and how, God of glory should come and submit himself to such a thing. If you don't, by faith see that, you will never see the value of what Christ has ever done. That is the problem of many. They have never really seen what Christ has done. So when Christ fixed his eye on this woman came trembling. So she confessed what cleansing she has now have, and the manner she approached the Lord. And you know, the woman was thinking that Jesus Christ will be reproved her. As I said, her issue, if she touches you, you are unclean. And she might think, she might reprove me for my uncleanness. Though I have received my cure, but maybe she will reprove me that why have I touched him? But look at what Jesus says, verse 34. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. All our sins were, this abominable thing before God, Christ accepted it. Christ is, he, instead of reproving the woman, just said, thy faith have saved thee. I have taken upon you your filthiness. I have taken upon you whatever the Jewish people have called a curse. Now you are healed. So her healing was not gradual or partial, but instantly she received her whole being, and the plague left her. So you see that Christ took her defilement. Christ stood in the place of her public shame. So that among the, she couldn't go publicly, but Christ took the shame. The American said, woman, no, no, I say, excuse me, who is there? Oh, no, I say, so. This is what the miracle is about. You know that all the miracles in the Bible, they are not just miracles. They are giving us, and they have spiritual sense. And this is, I've just given the physical explanation of what happened. So I want us to apply them and see how it's helpful to us in our spiritual life. So the first thing we note is that her distress condition reminds us of the misery that sin has brought into the world. You see, the other kind is that as we read of this woman that she had issue of blood for 12 years. Human remedies of all kinds have been in vain. No medicine, and the years were counting. It was in vain for her. But you know that how we are afraid of diseases and it's not the same way we are afraid of sin. People are afraid to get sick. People are afraid of their sickness, but not sin. But what causes their sicknesses? It's sin. We are not afraid of sin enough. The American is there. And then am I a one a halba a bravo? Everyone. And so nipa so yare ene a hunhinhia. But the addicts are yare a hunhinhia na ba nipa ensu. People play with sin. People love their sins. But it's the sin that has caused every affliction in this world. However, we are saying, name any, it's sin. And I always refer to coronavirus and any other pandemics and our human, even look at your own body, the weaknesses and the trouble, disappointment of life. It's because of sin. And yet, many people are not afraid of sin at all because sin give them some profit. So we should be mindful. Sin is the cause of all the pain and disease in the world. You know, when God created Adam, he was perfect. Adam was not subject to sickly and sufferings. But when sin came in and God pronounced the curse, then everything, if you go to Romans chapter, I think chapter 8 or chapter 6, it talks about creation have been subjected to vanity. The Bible says, if we say they are also suffering from the pains of man. Today, I think the whole of last week, they were, UN was doing this conference, is it global warming or something like that, and how the weather, they say, is changing, and they have to cut off some of the emissions, and so that the nature will be properly preserved. What is the cause of? It's because of sin. It's a one year we are saying, nothing of this will have happened. God did not create such chaos and misery for man. It's a sin that we owe every tormenting pain, every disgusting illness, everything that befalls us. Death, everything is because of sin. A woe, you see. Sin is the enemy that brought curse to the human race. Bonnie, any or town for they no me, abelias. But the sad thing is that you know nowadays charismatics they make as if Satan. Yes, Satan tempted Adam and Eve. But Satan is not at the cause of the thing that is happening. It's our own sin. Our sin, when God cursed Adam and Eve, he cursed them because of their sin. Not because he cursed also Satan, he cursed them because of their sin. So everything that is in the world. But charismatics today will tell you every bad thing that happens to you, some demon, some forces in the dark places. Yes, we know Satan, they work and tempt people, but they don't force people to sin. They don't force people to do bad things. They suggest. And people, because of our sin, we flow along. That is all that, demons and what they do. Last time I was explaining something to somebody that even somebody who is possessed with demons, the demon does not, have total control of him. He is himself. He only uses him and suggests him. And the person also loves to do the things. And he does. That is why when a person believes the gospel, the demon cannot possess him again. His soul is different. The demon is different. He just comes to him and uses him as he pleases. So he said that sin is a greater sin. So when we live in our sin, we can be possessed by demons. We can be, tempted to do whatever we don't want to be to do. So, Romans 5:12, we are told that, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so that death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You and I, everybody, let's excuse ourselves. We have not done so much bad things. Yet we are sinful. It is sin that has brought everything to us. We will die one day. Just last week, I was also talking to a friend, and she has charismatic ideas. So he was saying that, Christ, what he did, or he substituted in our place. So everything, no afflictions and everything is gone, diseases and everything. I was trying to draw his mind that, so is death gone? Then we shouldn't die again. That should remind you that it's not the meaning of what you are trying to say. It is true, Christ has died in our place, which, is our redemption. But the first thing is that our relationship with God, to purchase for us forgiveness before God. Then our sinful nature, what become? He gives us a nature that we're able to live godly. So when this world passes and this body passes, we live more eternally. That's our total redemption. But now we are not totally redeemed. Yes, Christ has finished everything, but our body is still here. But for what it takes for us to relate to God and to be right with God, it is done for us. But the curse, the death, every believer dies and non-believer dies. So that every affliction, imperfection in human nature must always remind us about the curse of sin. Sir, Yarewa and then Nipa Bia Tosima Yadrian cry, Yansa Tosimania, and Tosimani Adiniano, or see who's a Bonitia. So be a Jimmy Force, so be a Yansini, and also be, or you say, and also a Tissim, a Bonitia, or be a Bodam, and yeah, a Bonitia. So when sin is taken away, all this misery shall be gone. So that's the first thing we notice about this woman. Her disfavor condition reminds us of the misery that sin has brought into this world. And the second thing we look is that her distress in wandering from one place to place to seek relief for her incurable disease remind us of the distress of conscience many have in seeking relief for their guiltiness without God. You see, there, you can also give find the situation. You say, how are no woman who feel a bia baako, no come a yasa biako, so come you share, or je feel the yare no to me insano. And ma yadre, yet me train, miss nipa, or my dreamuno, or more pair, or GFE Bonnet, at you, who the Bonnet? Nemo, who said, or saw some young coupon, who's young poor? Who said, Abra, as I see, or you're on a bag, or bass, I see, so, or been a boy, you're born a born. Who said, Nipa, you're born a born, or saw to me soon. But I said, or you share how about someone, a picture, such a mammy, sir, or you share Yarsa Adiama Niaria. And in verse 26, we see that it has suffered many things of many physicians and has spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Many people have spent miserable years in search of peace with God and failed to find it because they seek it in the wrong way. So, as I remember, so many people point him, like this woman, it was through Jesus only that she was able to find the right way to be healed. All the other places were wrong places, but they were not able to give her anything that could heal her. Many have wearied themselves in roaming from one religion to another. I'm sure if we some of us know how people say, oh, I'm trying to see which religion is better, from Islam to Hindu to whatever. And they are seeking the wrong places. They are trying to, by their own mind, think which religion is better, traditional religion. And even people in the churches also from one denomination to another. And I felt that after all, nothing is better, rather it's worse. Having to help many people, yes, they don't think of themselves. Yes, But on beyond one crowd, on Yakupon, said, then a Yakupon, listen me. The all kind of say, sorry, so far, but it's Yaponia no Moody, sorry, Abascar no Moody. No, but is that the reason why you should not seek God aright? So you see, this is the case of many. They are seeking their relief in wrong places. So that some will say that then, I will sit in the house and read my Bible. Make sure if you know my kind of Bible. And if that will help. And none of them have found the right to. Because when they read the Bible, they read it with their own understanding. And they shall never be helped. But how can one find peace with God while he is still his enemy? It is impossible. The first thing that if I want to seek and find God, is to seek to reconcile to him. But some of you are going to if the Bible says that, God is angry with the wicked every day. God is angry with the sinner every day. And in Romans, the Bible tells us that the carnal mind is enmity against God. It cannot come under the subjection of God's law. It neither can it be. And to me, by saying Yakupon and self, Nemras, and to me, it's that. It's the same thing with Bonnie Moam and Yakupon Kambo, mean who in the Bonnie Faches or the Mamma McCra, no mamma in whom Kumkum, I bet you, I'm a man or no. A quantity I'm a fashion, I'm a piano. May not be any thankful. And how can I find God when I'm his enemy? How can I have his peace? Obi or time, we send a good meaning only Yasun Bay. I mean, it doesn't happen. So, anyone troubled with a guilt of sin, the only place to find relief is at the cross, where Jesus took our place and bare the punishment for our sin. It's the cross. The old way. It's the cross. You know, I always say that in the Bible, it's the old religion. There's no new way. There's no new way except that which Christ took the punishment of our sin. And me and myself observing this, believing it, looking upon it, and looking upon myself. And thinking of it and seeing that Christ died for me, believing it for my only way to be reconciled to God. That's the only way. When you come and you think of Christ, when you come and look upon him and what he has done, and the punishment he took upon himself because of you and I, he took the punishment for our sins when he died on the cross. He shed his blood for you, he shed his blood for me. So why not come to him? Why looking up other places? Many people have heard that Christ has come. But it's not enough for them. It's too simple. Oh, is it just believing? Is this not enough? No. But that's what the Bible recommends. Are we wiser than God? No. You must cease from your own effort. Whatever things you can, you think that can relieve you, must cease from it. This woman, when he found Christ, never went, went anywhere again, because she met Christ with that faith that could heal her. You must come to Christ as a humble, repentant sinner and trust yourself to his mercy. Many people come to Christ, but they are not repentant. They are not. Their eyes are on other things. Many people come to Christ, but they are not willing to give all for him. But you have to come and test his mercy, giving yourself unto him. There is no room for the sinner except at the cross. There is no place, as Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. They say, "Ekwan bi enu ho mo anipa ni yakopon tin me ba ko. Ekwan bi enu wa nipa betu me yakopon asomdwe. Jesus ascend dia no super. Jesus oba Christ ascend dia no super. Bi o wi ya o betna o begina ye gina bia. Sa de bon ye fo. Me yakopon din na bufu shu nya gu ni so. A o hwe ni mo ja gu ye no. Ano ena a genuine, a fear born in home, and no, and a man young point in your barco, and no, and a money pa, and ya are some griefy, and a yarry a bonny, and if you home, I quite be an obium. Baby and papa should be at the harbor brenner. So the second thing we look at, the response of faith she gave to what she heard about Jesus. There, I told you, I can say, Mesma, or say yes, Christo, no, Mesma, DJ, a good DH, and then a passage. In verse 27 and 28, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." If I may but touch his clothes. When she heard of Jesus, she thought, doubt it at all. This man can heal me. She went to him. And the means of approaching him, she could have just go and cried on the Lord Jesus. But she went secretly. She had faith that she would be saved. This one, knowing her condition, when she heard of Jesus, did not hesitate, nor consider herself beyond restoration. She did not consider her age-long disease. 12 years. Hey, can this man heal me? Yes, he has healed so many. The blind, she has healed many. But my case might be different. I'm too a sinner, somebody might say. Oh, you might think, oh, may I deploy any? And I said, may you be a metumia. But that's not the case. She did not think her case beyond was restoration, but pressed herself through the crowd that followed Jesus, believing that just a touch. Just a touch. Just having access to him and knowing him and resting my hopes in him is all enough. Knowing that when I touch him, he will save me. Knowing that when I come to Christ, he will save me. So that is how you come to Christ. You see him and come to him by faith. You rest your hope in him. That is where the salvation begins. You know, there were many that followed Jesus, but were mere spectators. So this, many of them derived no benefit from him. You know that many of the crowd followed, they were not sick though, but they never found the true salvation which is in him. But this woman, who was, in a secret place, became a great disciple of Christ. Because she was saved, she found salvation and a blessing from our dear Savior. So my question to you, are you following Jesus Christ? Each one of us, are you following Jesus Christ? Have you experienced his cure for your sins? That's the first thing. Are you also following Jesus Christ? And have you experienced his cure? Or you are like the spectators that are following. Today we say, oh, I'm a Christian. My religion is Christianity. I go to so-and-so church. Is that how you are following Jesus? No. You must come to him like this man did. You must experience his cure for your illness. You and I, we are all sick with sins. Sin cannot be taken. Sin is, taking control of everything of us. Many people want to be baptized, join a church, attend the Lord's Supper, and assume to be part of Christ's disciples. But how many have benefited from his forgiveness? You remember Judas. Judas was part of the disciples. But Judas never sought the forgiveness of Christ. Judas, no, can you see how one of them? Judas, when young one. Suddenly, brave person, many Christians, name born a fatcher, and name Omadium Rabbiton, so no. That, you know, maybe some of them say, also the Christian. Now, what in the chair, when you're born a fatcher, a do born a very powerful one, also why I shall, when you're who say when you're now, or so when you're, and who did in the chicken, what is said, do not now a dick Christian, and brow was I say so no. Now, because Judas. No count. Omo, I can't use. We young for no count. Omo, no 12 no count. Let's do that.
One son of Kuma.
He was having the purse. So I'm sure his interest, I'm sure he was even stealing from the purse. But I'm sure, so that was all his interest. That's why he was able to even sell our Lord for some coins. You see, when he repented, his repentance didn't lead him to salvation. So, because the demon person mo edi Christ echi, omo echi edi omo di ara se o. Meko aso ebo mesu. Mako urade didi e. Ah, meka Jesus esu afọ ho. Eno me Christ dabi. Oso o kire Jesus Christ. Wan kasa wa kun ahwe Jesus Christ. Na wo kọ nọ. Na do bọni echi. Ono hu se yes, o do bọni. Se urai. Wan yan adwe se o. Okay, me Jesus esu ani. Me nso me ndi na echi di dabi. And that is how we experience. We have to experience that our sins have been forgiven us. And God will show it to us by giving us His Holy Spirit. Giving us peace of heart. Giving us love in our heart to love what He teaches us in His Word. Giving us love in our heart to love Him above everything. In world, my ambitions, everything will be for Him. And that I will hate sin. And that I will be prayerful. And I would love to others to even to know Him. These are some of the things to know that, yes, I have. And anyone who is really saved, this thing, God makes a gift. Without this, you don't even think about those who are not even saved. You might do it, superficially. But truly, your heart after them, it will never be there. But those who have tasted forgiveness of Christ, their heart will never run away from the fact of their Lord's commission to teach out, to reach out to others so that they will also know Christ. There are many also who claim to be living by the grace of Jesus, but how many have really given up their lives to Him? The mercy of God. It's not the grace. The grace that's special. Through Christ. It's the mercy. Yes. It's by the grace that we are living. It's by the mercies of God that we are not consumed. But the true grace of God, if they should understand it, is that which brings salvation. The grace of God that, bringeth salvation. Salvation appeared unto all men, says Titus. It appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and live godly before God. Remember what Jesus Christ told His disciples, those who were following him. He said that, then Jesus said unto His disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16:24. Jesus Christ said, "Ni ọpẹ so di meji no, ọpọ no ho, no ọfa na send no di meji." The disciple of Jesus who benefited His forgiveness is the one who has surrendered everything to God. Jesus Christ says, "Si ni a, echi di ni a, ọdẹ no ho, onya nyako." Jesus Christ ni born if I tell you, ọdẹ no ho ni a, adi ama yangu pon. He has given up His life to Him, His will, ni pen. His affections, His body, His soul. Remember, one of the laws said that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is, how can you do that except you have really, really tasted the forgiveness of Christ in your heart? So, but So if you are willing to forgo the worldly comfort and happiness, things of the world, things that excite me, things that makes me happy, but God despises God. If I'm able to forgo this, and I'm willing to let them go. If you are willing to renounce all confidence in self, pride, what I can do, who I am, and my works, I want to rule my own life, I want to live as I please. Yes, the Bible has said it, but I would do this way. It's a sign that your heart is not converted. Yes, the Bible has said this. Oh, okay, but I want to do this way. You are ruling your own life. Those who have tasted Christ's forgiveness are those who He rules over. Christ, each and every day, their thoughts, their body, their everything, whatever they use themselves for, is for Him. Because He has purchased them with His own blood. So if you are willing to renounce all confidence and self and seek that which Christ gives, then you are not far from being true disciples. If you want to let everything go, you want to rely rest on Christ alone, you want to let all your confidence go, then you want to become a true disciple of Christ. You are the one that when you come to Christ, he will really, take you up. Friend, there is what? Eternal comfort in Christ. You see, there's comfort to have that forgiveness of Christ and peace. These things will be given. Asomdwee ene in Christ share ewo Yesu Kristo mu. Se me dem homa na me ja bibi e che a. Asomdwee ne kom comfort. You have that rest in Christ. You know that, as I said before, that what should take Christ to come to this world? If he knew that sin can be taken away by any other means, he knew that if he had not come, man's sin can never be cured. If he had not taken our nature to come and redeem us, nobody would have come. God has to do that. Because God, as John 3:16, for God so loved the world. He pitied us when we have sinned. Ni pass one bam be wo anje a ntum nya be bia be tumi apae bone no o se odo ye no ba wi ase no de obe fa ye ne ni pasu no be ji ye na omo waje omo ni omo ade omo re ahye mu. You know the name of Jesus in Matthew 1:21, we are told that, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He shall save them from their sins. So are you part of those Christ came to die for? Are you willing to be part? Have you seek after him? It's not far. Come to him. He died on the Bible, the facts are true. That you come calling on him, asking him to come to your heart, leaving all confidence, leaving all happiness in this world, leaving everything that you think really supports you in life, and then rest your hope in Christ alone. Jesus is the only one that can save us from sin. He is the only one. Without him, there is no other way. As I said before, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So I look at another thing we can reflect on as my time is almost coming up. The manner in which this woman received her cure. A choir, mami, or fast, we are told that she touched Jesus and surely her fountain was dried up and felt her body, she had been healed of that plague. You see that immediately she touched Jesus, she was healed. And this, we observe as a relief and comfort of salvation, which faith in the atoning sacrifice of Christ bestows on forgiving souls. Salvation is not, I'm working on it. You see, some people say, and I say, peace I do. Oh, because we born more than, I mean, I'll say, and yes, sir. You don't work on salvation. Salvation is an instant. When I believe, I'm saved. Yes, you'll be struggling along the line with your faith and repentance, but immediately you believe, you are saved. And quite yeah, and yeah, oh, me bomb, but yeah, didn't quite be a because of me bomb and quite yeah, I'm what they may quite sorry, maybe I'm too good, Daddy. Yeah, in Jehunjuma. Just come to Christ, forsake your sins, repent of them, and rest in Him. Yeah, in quite Jehunjuma. This woman saw herself guilty, saw herself helpless, trusted herself on Christ. And immediately she was saved. She's not she don't wait. Okay, let me think about how Christ have said. Okay, let me try to do some good. Let me try to see if my blood will begin to go down before I come to. No, he just came. She just came. You don't need to say, I want to stop everything. No, just come to him. In your heart, you are willing to let them go. Just come to him. He will help you to let go all those things that you hate. So you must believe in Lord Jesus Christ, as he said, and thou shalt be saved. As the jailer would ask Paul, what must I do to be saved? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. It is as simple as that. And yes, you have to process it. You have to think of it. How can you believe something which you are not willing to embrace? You have to give yourself to it. It should be something that comes from your heart. It's not that, I've heard in my mind and I believe. It should move you. Faith in Christ that is not an idea. It's not a notion. It's something which is real. When it happens, something happens. It's not something that is like you are learning science, biology, and that is in your mind. No, it's something that affects your life. Something that brings into your life a change where you're able to live a new life. So my last point is that
how the Lord recommends faith above everything. You know, in all the miracles of Christ, more time you see, he touches on faith. Look at what he told the woman, daughter, thy faith hath made you whole. Go in peace. Does the woman have peace? We don't have peace on our own. It's a grace. You see, God working in that. God working in that. That faith. Unless we come with faith, we have to rest ourselves on Him. We shouldn't just have His ideas about Christ in our mind. We should rest ourselves in Him. So Jesus said to the woman, that faith have saved thee. Go in peace. Someone said it right. He said that faith brings an empty hand to Christ, receives everything from Christ, and can give nothing in return. Obika said, "Jedie, eden sapai about Christo ho, enye bibia fi Christo ho, etu infa shi ma Jesus bi, enfa intriaka." That is faith, coming empty before Christ and taking all His blessings, His benefits on the cross. What He has procured for me on the cross, I cannot give anything in return. My life, even after that, is the Holy Spirit that helps me to live. It's not myself. So nothing in my hands I bring. And only the cross of Christ, that's what I claim. I come with nothing. So she had nothing good to offer, only reliance on Jesus. You and I, we have nothing to offer. As a sinner, you have nothing to offer. You have to come as you are, and Christ will fill you with all the blessings that you need. Yet you can't even return anything to Him. And that's why we should use the lips, the fruit of our lips, to praise Him. As believers, that's all that we can do. We can't offer anything to Christ to pay one of the hymns that we sang, that nobody can pay the ransom for his brother. No, not everything in this world. So we come as empty. So you must come resting your hope on Jesus. He is the object of saving faith. This is the manner of, this is how Christian life begins. Faith we begin, faith we live, faith we stand, faith we, by faith we overcome, by faith we have peace, and by faith we enter into eternal rest. And then everything is gone. So it's everything by faith. It's none of works. Anything that you think you can do to earn Christ, then you can never have Him. So dear friend, is your faith resting on Christ alone for salvation? Are you resting your faith on Christ alone? Have you given up everything? Have you given up yourself, your enjoyment? You see, sometimes one of the things that people seem to forget, that even my enjoyment, it has to come under the subjection of Christ. But some people think that, so long I'm happy about it, it should be okay. No. I should be happy about the thing that God is pleased. It's not what I please. It's not what I think is right. So nobody can add anything. You need nothing. As Paul said, that if you think of any other thing, Christ shall profit you nothing. Christ, he told the Galatians, if you think you be circumcised, then Christ shall profit you nothing. These people were adding things to the gospel they heard. If you think, because the Jewish people were telling them to be circumcised before they become true Christians, they told them that if you think to be circumcised to become a Jew, Christ shall profit you nothing. So you too, if you think you can do any other thing else apart from faith in Christ, Christ shall profit you nothing. It is only this. And John 1 John 4:9, the Bible tells us that in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for us, and to be a pacifying, a satisfaction, or acceptance, and a sacrifice for our own sins. So that in our place, what He did, God accept us. Despite our sinfulness. So come to the Savior. Come repentance. Come resting your hope on what He has done on Calvary. He's ready to receive you and make you whole. And there's now, nobody's sin is so heavy. Nobody's sin is too much for Him. Then you can have the peace of Christ in your soul. You must come to Christ. You must believe on what He has done. And that is the only thing. And that's the only hope for everyone. Who is Christ's follower? So this woman, we learn the lesson of a touch of what? Saving faith. So only when we come to Christ by faith, then we touch Him like this woman. Christ is not here physically, so our faith, we're able to touch Him. Our faith, we're able to embrace what He has done. Then He saves us. Then we will see this miracle that this woman had. And Christ said, what? Their faith has made it whole. Go. May the Lord help us. Let's